So, what about those two passports stolen from an Austrian man and an Italian and reported to Interpol, the International Criminal Police Organization? They were stolen separately in Thailand, one in 2012, the other last year. It's being reported that electronic booking records show that the two passengers who used them bought their tickets from the same Thai agency, one-way tickets from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing and then connecting onto Europe. At a news conference today, Malaysia's Civil Aviation Chief Azharuddin Abdul Rahman said they've identified the two passengers who were using the passports. They were seen on closed-circuit TV. He said they were not Asian-looking men. Well, they may have had nothing to do with what happened to the flight, but the passports have raised questions about security. Vahid Matavelli is an aviation expert at Tennessee Tech University in Cookeville. And Vahid, we're reading different accounts. One is that there are several cases a day of falsified passports used by largely by illegal immigrants or drug runners. Another, that it is extremely rare to have two stolen passports on one jet. What do you say?
Well, it's difficult to ascertain what is the truth in terms of data that you might have on number of people that travel on false documentation, because if they're successful, obviously it's usually not discovered, and so whether there's more than one person traveling on a particular flight with false documents, it's very difficult to ascertain. I mean, there's been, since 1995 on an international level, a great deal of work, which obviously got very much accelerated post 9/11, to develop machine-readable travel documents that is referred to, which is passports with information that can be read easily by machines, and at least try to authenticate that these are passports issued by a certain country, for example.
Well, how is it supposed to work? Interpol was vocally outraged over the weekend, saying that there had been some sort of a security slip, that passports should be checked against the Interpol list. Interpol says that more than 40 million travel documents, mostly passports, have been reported as stolen, and that these two that were used were not checked against their list. Put that aside, because we can't confirm what did or didn't happen, but what is supposed to happen, for instance, here in the U.S.? If you're flying internationally on a passport, where does your passport get checked against an Interpol list?
Well, I think in the U.S., the passports, as far as I know, or the information that the airline has in terms of passengers is checked against TSA databases, and that it is left to the Transportation Security Administration to provide that particular information, and they would use Interpol data. But, you know, that's a very large database, and Interpol is an organization with, you know, somewhere about 180 member states, and they pay a membership fee, and then they have access to data that they can be focused on just the most a small subset, for example, that are identified criminals versus generally stolen and lost passports, which, you know, runs to millions. And so those are some of the issues of in terms of robustness of the data and accessibility and how fast. So we can't really say that the airline is responsible to keep up with that necessarily. It is within the system in each country. There has to be a procedure for the airline to be able to identify their passengers and authenticate their identity and their documents.
Well, even Interpol's Secretary General, this is Ronald Noble, said that only a handful of countries are taking care to make sure that people with stolen passports aren't boarding international flights. Security measures vary from country to country, even here in the U.S. The AP reports that in 2006, the U.S. scanned Interpol's database about 2,000 times, but 3 years later, they were scanning it 78 million times. This is after the 9/11 report came out. So it jumped from 2,000 to 78 million. But it just goes to show, some of us thought that naturally, as soon as you went to the airport, you handed over your passport, it was scanned, and that was somehow taking it directly to Interpol, and that was happening around the world. That is not happening.
No. As I said, each country may have their own procedure, and while they may use Interpol data as one source. They, you know, certainly in the U.S. we have different sources of data. One is that if it is a U.S. passport, obviously you're checking against the U.S. passport database and making sure that's authentic. If it's an international passport, then you know, the Interpol would be the one big source of data to go against. But you know, stolen versus lost passports are often sort of a gray area. I mean, people will report it as lost. Was it really stolen or lost?
Yeah.
And if it's found, is it updated robustly or not? So it is not as a black and white kind of issue.
As we'd like it to be.
I'm
afraid we're going to hold up there. Vahid Motivalli, aviation expert at Tennessee Tech University, on the two stolen passports that were reportedly used by passengers on that missing plane. Vahid, thank you so much.
My pleasure.